America, until recently, was one of the world's cleanest places to do business. You didn't have to pay people off to do what you wanted. Indeed, you couldn't. Regulation wasn't about having a handout. It was about protecting the public. Public servants weren't allowed to take anything for doing their jobs, from the president on down. Your job was your job. Taking anything was corrupt. That's changed. The power of campaign contributions helped undermine the moral spine of the American economy. Lobbyists and campaign contributors who spent enough on campaigns got huge perks for their companies and stuck the costs to you. The gains are enormous. You and I would be happy with 5 to 20% returns on investments. Kevin Phillips calculated return to investments on large campaign contributions ranging from 5,000% to 1.4 million percent. Pretty good for a day's work. Trump compounded that. He made it clear that everything was up for sale, up to and including American foreign policy. Americans didn't understand the two-century-old language of the Constitution and had no understanding of the significance of the emoluments clauses. Those clauses said simply that America is not up for sale. Corruption is a crime, and presidents must be above it. Yet Trump was ready to bend American foreign policy to reward the Russians. So grateful was he for their illegal help in the campaign that he virtually took apart the free world that had been a thorn in Putin's side. Trump has also been prepared to ignore all sorts of damage to public health from toxins in the air, water, food, and drugs in order to please his contributors. Just please keep the money flowing and stay in Trump properties, anything to publicize Trump properties. The consequences are visible all around the world. People live well where government stays on the up and up. People live in poverty where the government is corrupt. Democracy doesn't survive corruption. When everyone is on the take, no institutions are reliable. It was obvious in Iran. They had very well-trained people, but never mind trying to get anything done. You need what they called party, what we call influence. Projects that were supposed to be built waited years or decades until someone who cared and had the necessary connections demanded its completion. Sometimes projects in the days I was there awaited the Shah's imminent arrival, when they would suddenly be done so he could see it. But how many projects could the Shah check on himself? Corruption is the beginning of the end. When everything is up for grabs, nothing important to the country's welfare gets done. Some people call that capitalism. But when capitalism lives without boundaries, the people live without. And the country flounders. It loses all the sinews, infrastructure, education, training, and research that make the country strong. Conservatives once understood that, but Trump's people aren't principled. Thieves couldn't care less. Conservatives kept yelling, love it or leave it, in the 60s and 70s, meaning don't try to fix it. But if we don't fix the corruption, you can say goodbye to America as number one anything. We're on the downward slide where the slope is very steep, and when you hit bottom, there are no handholds left to climb back out. That America is not great or number one. That America is a third world laughingstock. You thought you were so great, but look at you now. And none of us will live well, except maybe the tenth of the 1%.